The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. It's a nutritious smoothie of creamy, fresh yogurt, vanilla protein powder, and a mushy banana. For your mind, drink it all down. It's nummy. I want vanilla. I want vanilla. Here comes Eric Metaxas.
Hey, folks, welcome to Wednesday. We're at the NRB. Alvin.
Yes, sir.
We've got a lot to talk about here, but first things first.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on in your life?
In my life, I just have to wish my wife and I both a happy 15th wedding anniversary.
What?
May 24th. That's
15th.
Right. Yeah.
I think this thing's going to last.
I know. I was just a kid.
Well, happy anniversary
well,
to
thank you.
Well,
thank you very much.
I want to make sure that I warn my audience we're at the NRB, and we've just got a million guests. Now, the good news is, first of all, I get to have a nice conversation with my friend Jack Hibbs. Jack Hibbs, oh,
yeah. Oh
my gosh. Folks, if you don't know who he is, you need to know who he is. He's a heroic pastor in California. When you hear what he's been doing and stuff, he gives you hope, frankly. He's been an amazing, amazing leader during these tough times. One of the pastors that I just feel honored to know him personally, and I feel thrilled to know he's out there doing what he's doing. So Pastor Jack Hibbs is my guest in hours one and a little bit into hour two. Then we talk to an old friend, another amazing person, my goodness, Virginia Prodan. She's written a book. She lived in communist Romania. What a story. It's like a movie has to be made of her story. Insane. We're talking to our friends at the Alliance Defending Freedom.
Yep.
And then at the end of hour two, I'm going to talk to Jack Hibbs briefly again because he had something else he was going to add. So I also want to mention we are continuing our campaign with CSI. Now, listen, folks, it's just an amazing thing. We get to free people from slavery. And I don't know, you know, if... this keeps coming up in conversations that I have, that we forget that there's this thing called evil and that God expects us to do what we can about it. And if you can do something like give $10 or $50 or $100 when you're talking about people who are actually enslaved, I consider that an outrageous privilege. That CSI has stepped up in the Sudan, and they have their boots on the ground there. They have relationships, and they know that even though slavery, the slave trade was outlawed. I mean, try to imagine this was in the 90s. You have radical Muslims capturing and enslaving mostly women and children, but many men as well. And that when the UN stepped in and said, "Oh, we're not going to let that go on anymore," and they had some kind of a settlement. They did not free those who had been enslaved.
Yeah.
And so, to this day, now there are still thousands and thousands and thousands of enslaved people in the Sudan. So, when we can, we team up with CSI, Christian Solidarity International. And we invite you to participate in freeing these people from the nightmare of living as a slave. It's heartbreaking, but it's beautiful that you get to do something about it. So I want to give you the phone number. We didn't give that to you yesterday, but we have it here. I also want to tell you, you can go to MetaxasTalk.com. That's our radio website. If every $250 you give will free someone who is currently enslaved and will set them up in a life of freedom. So this is an outrageous opportunity. I want to be very clear. People always say, what can I do? What can I do? There's so much evil in the world. I feel powerless. If you have $10 or $20 or $50 or whatever you have, or you can give something per month, go to MetaxasTalk.com. These are real people, and their lives depend on your generosity, on your living out your faith. And I know many people listening to this program claim to have faith. This is an opportunity to live out your faith. So you can go to MetaxasTalk.com, or you can dial the number 888-253-3522. I'll say it several times because I'm really hoping you'll do this. 888-253-3522. If you're feeling down, if you're having struggling in life, doing something like this, this is such a beautiful thing that you're able to bless someone else, that it will bless you. 888-253-3522. 888-253-3522. Obviously, if you can give $250, that would be wonderful. That actually frees someone from slavery, right? We're not making this up, folks. This is a finite number of people enslaved, and we can, through CSI, bring them into a life of freedom. It's just a glorious, glorious thing, and we're inviting you to do that. So MetaxasTalk.com is the website. It's right at the top, or you can call 888-253-3522. Albin, yeah. Before we go, we're going to talking to Jack Hibbs, but I want to say that we're also promoting a film until I think the 2nd of June.
Yeah,
so like, we've got a week and change left.
Yeah, it's about 10 days all told, we started on the 23rd.
Right.
Yeah.
You can see the film for free. The film that we're talking about, it's called The Real Anthony Fauci. Now, folks, this is some dark stuff. Most of you know that something's fishy, something's rotten in the state of Denmark. That people like Anthony Fauci haven't exactly been forthcoming with the American people. When you know the whole story, though, it's mind-blowing. So there was a book called The Real Anthony Fauci, written by Robert Kennedy, obviously the son of RFK. So Robert Kennedy Jr. wrote a book called The Real Anthony Fauci. They've now made a documentary film. I have seen the film, and I want to ask you to see the film. Once you know these things, it's profoundly empowering, because you're not just kind of wandering around thinking, hey, what's wrong? Everything's crazy. You will know what's going on. And just to sum it up, the film, The Real Anthony Fauci, it practically in the first few minutes of the film, you'll understand why RFK Jr., who's now a Democratic candidate for the presidential election in next year, why he authored his book, and why, or at least you'll see the link as you watch the film, which I did, between big pharma, big tech, big government. This is horrifying, but we can't do anything about it until we understand it and we understand who the players are.
Yeah. So you go to the Real Anthony Fauci movie.com.
Okay.
That's where you go to watch it for free. Yeah.
The Real Anthony Fauci movie.com. I mentioned I've seen the film. It's why I'm going on and on about it, because I kind of feel like it would be a good thing if everybody in this country knew what had happened, knew who Anthony Fauci really was, because, you know, he presented the smiling face and fooled many, many millions of people. He didn't fool Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who decided to write a book exposing the nightmare. And the website, as Alvin just mentioned, is TheRealAnthonyFauciMovie.com. If you go to TheRealAnthonyFauciMovie.com, You can see the film free. This is only for another week or so, which is why I'm urging you to go to therealanthonyfaucimovie.com. It's an exclusive offer that they wanted us to tell you about. So it's therealanthonyfaucimovie.com. The film is free. And again, you've got to see it. You'll see when you see it that this is very important stuff. And I hope you'll recommend it to others. Before we go, our first guest we mentioned is going to be Jack Hibbs. I want to remind you, CSI needs to hear from you. Either go to MetaxasTalk.com or call 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522. I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of iconic American brands selling us out to appease radical leftists. But it's not just beer and sneakers. For years, big mobile companies have been dumping millions into leftist causes, and we had to take it because another option didn't exist. Well, now it does. Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, offers dependable nationwide coverage on all three major networks so you get the best possible service in your area without the woke propaganda pushed by people trying to destroy this country. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, our military veterans, and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Metaxas, M-E-T-A-X-A-S, or call them 978-PATRIOT. Get free activation today with the offer code Metaxas, spelled M-E-T-A-X-A-S. Ask about their coverage guarantee while you're there. That's patriotmobile.com/Metaxas. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. In a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. You'll see transparent pricing on each coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit legacypminvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. This new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit legacypminvestments.com to get started. You're going to love this free new tool they've added, legacypminvestments.com, legacypminvestments.com. Check it out.
Make like a Mr. Milquetoast, you'll get
folks, welcome back.
Out.
I'm at the NRB, the National Religious Broadcasters, religious in the negative sense, Broadcasters Convention in Orlando, Florida. Where the weather outside is so unpleasant, you get the hotel rooms at a discount. I think that's why we're here.
It's hot.
It's hot out there. It's muggy. But here's the good news. We're indoors.
Yes.
And I get to talk to all kinds of exciting people. I'm sitting here right now with somebody who's become a friend. If you weren't here, I would say he's a hero, but I can't say that because he's right here. Pastor Jack Hibbs from Chino Hills, California. What is the name, Jack, of your church?
Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills.
Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills. Yeah. All right. I was saying earlier, and I want to say it on the air again, the reason I've gotten to know you is because when the COVID lunacy hit, you were one of a tiny, tiny handful of pastors that said, we are not going to, you know, go along with what the government tells us to do. We're going to do what we believe God wants us to do. Here's a crazy thought. And I tell a little bit of that story, because I spoke at your church, I can't remember when it was, about 2 years ago now or whatever, but I was so thrilled to get to know you and to see what you're doing, and you were kind of leading the way with a lot of pastors, heroic pastors in California, around the country, to say, we are going to open our churches in defiance of loony, satanic government mandates. So tell the story. How did this even... Let's start at the beginning. How long have you been pastoring Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills?
We started Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in 1990. Six of us, three couples. in the living room of the house. It started out as a home Bible study under the sanction and under the care of Calvary Chapel Costa Mesa, where Chuck Smith used to be alive and well. That's where Great Glory, by the way, came out of, is Chuck Smith's church.
And I was going to say, everybody from here on in is going to confuse Kelsey Grammer with Chuck Smith. But folks, don't be fooled. Kelsey was just playing Chuck Smith in the film Jesus Revolution, wonderful film with our friend, our dear friend. I just have to say that it is an extraordinary thing to think back that it was Greg Laurie who really introduced you to the faith.
Yeah, I went on a Monday night. Greg would do Monday nights, and I heard the gospel for the first time in my life. It was a Monday night, June 20th, 1977. I'd never been to church before in my life.
You're kidding.
No. Never been to church before in my life.
So somebody drags you to a church. Greg Laurie's preaching. What happened?
Yeah, not exactly true. I was going to a party at the beach.
Right.
Going down the street, and I saw two really cute girls pull into a parking lot.
God can use cute girls sometimes to draw us to the faith. It's interesting how that works.
And so I followed them.
It's not biblical, but I've seen it.
So I followed them in to the parking lot, and there was thousands of people there. I didn't know what was going on. Heard a lot of music, walked in, packed.
But it looked like fun.
It looked like a lot of fun, and people were singing. I couldn't understand. It was so loud. And it was probably a good thing I couldn't understand what
they
were singing.
How old were you?
I was 19.
19 years old.
And so everybody, you know, music was over. People sat down, and this hippie came out, and he had this book that was trimmed in gold. It's like, what in the world is that? He opens up, Greg Laurie opens up the book of Revelation chapter 20, and he talks about a message, which I own, by the way. I have that message on cassette. And the message was entitled, How to Inherit Hell. And he went down the list of the people who are in hell.
So the hippie was,
what do you mean? I mean, the hippie was telling me that...
No, but who? Which was this hippie a hippie that I know? Or was this
it
just
was Greg.
Some hippie? I was going to say, this was Greg. I want to be very clear.
Oh,
we're
yeah,
talking
it was
about
Greg.
Our friend Greg Laurie was the hippie.
He was the hippie.
I love it.
He had, yeah. And so Greg is given this message on how to go to hell. And everything, not everything, a lot of what you need to do to go there, I was doing. And I was so convicted. I was sweating. I knew that, I mean, I didn't know what was going on, but I knew that I felt like I was the only one in the room. And I was sweating. I remember getting up and going forward. And seriously, that moment, I didn't feel anything, by the way. For anybody who's thinking, well, what do you feel like when you get saved? I don't know about the feeling. I just knew that I felt incredibly guilty. How about that? I felt incredibly responsible for my sins, putting Jesus on the cross. And he gave the remedy for that, he gave the gospel clearly. So I responded, and I gave my heart to Christ that night. And by God's grace, I haven't looked back. And
well,
it's
an amazing thing. I love Greg Laurie, and I hope people saw the film Jesus Revolution. But to think that that's 1977, you then decide you want to become a pastor. You become a pastor. You're a pastor for years and years and years and years. And then, just to bring us to the present, this weird COVID hits. Look, we've all seen things that we'd never seen in our lifetimes. Mm-hmm. We saw governors and mayors and others exert their authority in a way that just shocked us. We said, what is going on here? And you decided to push back. So you're the pastor of what's now a very big church in Chino Hills, California. Talk about what it was that made you say, something's not right, I'm opening my church.
Yeah, well, first of all, immediately, and you probably had this understanding quicker because you're just so bright and so well informed.
I'll bet you I didn't, to
no,
be honest.
No, yes,
yeah.
You did.
Yeah, we'll see.
And it's this. Immediately when COVID hit, my thoughts went to Martin Luther during the bubonic plague. What did they do? I wanted to know, what did Luther do? What did Luther do?
I happen to have written a biography of Martin Luther, and I'll have to check my book to
check
see what
it
he
out.
Did.
So what did Luther do? He ministered to the populace. And then I looked at the cholera epidemic under Charles Spurgeon when it hit London. What did he do? He had the church open and he ministered to the hurting. So it was very obvious to me. But to be honest with you, 15 days, remember? 15 days, let's shut down, Trump said. 15 days.
Because none of us had been through this before, so it sounded reasonable. It was weird, but we kind of thought, what can we say? What do we know? We've never been through anything like this before. Okay, we can shut down for, I guess, 15 days. We'll all get a break.
Well, here's what we did. We did not shut down exactly. What we wound up doing, we didn't skip one day. What we did was we immediately went into full-time 20. I mean, we were working 20 hours a day creating children's ministry materials because people being sequestered at home, evangelism. We were hosting all kinds of things. We took our sanctuary and put it into seven different types of studios for various ministries. Women's ministry was being streamed. So we really took on the media side of it. But then after the 15th day, you know, let's take another 15 to flatten the curve. Things are weird because the only pictures we were seeing of dead people laying in the streets were from China. We weren't seeing it in the U.S.
Yeah.
And so it became clear to me two ways. Number one, on the secular side, when the experts don't agree, then something's up. Second thing is, I was just simply reading my Bible devotional. It was April 26th, I just remember reading. But God just really impressed my heart to encourage me that I've set before you an open door that no man can shut. He spoke that to the church in Philadelphia. And that just...
Now, wait. Say this again, because I remember you told... When I spoke at your church, you told my wife, Suzanne, and me this story. So that one day, you felt, you know... Really, God speaking to your heart about what to do.
Absolutely. Crystal clear. And basically, it's this, Eric. Jack, you do not have the authority. No man has the authority to shut the doors to my church. Behold, Revelation 3, I've set before you an open door that no man can shut. So right from the get-go, few hours later, that was very early hours. So early hours, I got a hold of the staff. Told them what we're going to be doing. All of them signed on. I told them, don't worry, you'll still have your job if you don't want to show up. They all showed up. And I immediately got these guys over here to get their cameras out. We recorded a 12 to 15 minute video to send to Gavin Newsom. We had a state assemblyman deliver that to him. And I simply said, you know, Mr. Newsom, with all respect to the office of governor, that's how I had to put it.
I know what you mean by that.
We're going to open up our church, full-blown open, but we're going to have all of these various experiences for people. They can sit in their car and listen if they'd like.
Right.
They can sit outside 6 feet apart. They can sit in the outdoor pavilion.
Yeah, yeah.
Or they can just pack in like normal in the main sanctuary.
Because it's a free country,
it's
Governor.
It's a free country.
You probably didn't realize, Governor Newsom, that it's a free country and you're no longer Caesar. No, seriously,
exactly.
You stepped up in a heroic way, and that's what leadership looks like. That's what it looks like to be faithful to God. And most of us didn't think that we'd be alive at a time where, you know, we'd be required to step up that way, but you did. And I want to talk to you more about that because it's an extraordinary thing that we're going through. So, folks, I'm talking to Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm going to be with you next week. When we come back, we're going to talk about the details of our time, pastors conference, all kinds of stuff. Chino Hills, California. We'll be right back. Are you tired of not getting a good night's sleep? Well, my friend Mike Lindell has created the perfect solution. He didn't just stop at the pillow. He also created the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, made from the world's best cotton called Giza. These sheets are ultra soft and breathable, yet extremely durable. And now for a limited time, you can get 50% off the Giza Dream Sheets with prices starting as low as $29.98. These sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors and have a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Take advantage of this amazing offer. Go to MyPillow.com. And click on the radio podcast square and use promo code Metaxas at checkout. You can also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow 2.0 mattress topper and MyPillow towel sets. Don't wait any longer to get the best sleep of your life. Take advantage of this amazing offer. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square and use promo code Eric at checkout. Don't wait any longer to get the best sleep of your life. Call 800-978-3057 or go to MyPillow.com now and use promo code Eric
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful at lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Just the other night, I was asked that question. Well, the owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and I agree with them. And the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients, yes, 100% drug-free ingredients, and each one of them helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. That's the point. So approaching from four different angles may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. If you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it'll work for you. It has worked for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. I'm one of them. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference.
Folks, we are at the NRB. If it sounds echoey and cavernous, that's because actually it's echoey and cavernous. I want to be very clear. I don't know the Aramaic or the Greek, but in English it's called echoey and cavernous. We're in a big hall here. I'm sitting here with Jack Hibbs, Pastor Jack Hibbs, Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills. So, Jack, you and I became friends, and your stance against the unpleasant governor of your state was heroic, and it really was an inspiration, not just to many other pastors in California, but to many pastors around America. It was kind of a cool thing that to watch a few people, my friend Pastor Rob McCoy and others, just stand up and say, we are going to do what we think God's telling us to do.
Right.
We believe we're in a free country. We believe the Constitution still is in effect. And so how did that go for you? In other words, what happened at that point?
Well, Eric, I'll answer that, and then I'm going to just add to the answer something that I just don't publicly talk about. But yeah. I think on your program and the nature of your program, yeah. So number one is it was exactly the book of Acts where we command you not to preach anymore in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Well, it was obvious that the disciples wound up saying, look, you guys figure that out on your own, but for us, we're going to obey God.
Yeah, jump in a lake.
Yeah, go jump in a lake.
That's if you know the original Greek, it says...
Lake jumpers.
It says, please to jump in a body of water.
Yeah, so we notified the governor. We told the governor what was going to go on, and never heard a peep from him. We opened up. And here's the great thing. We sent out that video with a little...
By the way, he was getting a facial. He was very busy that day.
Well, he was at the French Laundry the day that he got the video.
I know.
So we also sent out a video inviting every pastor in California to open their doors to their churches.
Right.
And so we asked them to do that. And we're happy to report that over 1,200, Eric, pastors opened up their doors and on Sundays and started holding services. And so that's when the fun began.
Right.
Because then here's the part I'm going to tell you about that's not often talked about. I'll probably get in trouble for saying this.
Good.
So you'll love this.
Well, that's what we're here for.
Yes. So it just so happens that if you read the Bible, it tells you in 1st and 2nd Timothy and in Thessalonians that we as Christians should know who our leaders are. We should pray for those who are in authority over us.
Right.
We're commanded to do that.
Right.
So for 30 years, we made it a point to find out from our mayor, city council, our county board of supervisors, how can we pray for you?
Right.
And even if they were not Christians, we treated them like Christians. How can we pray for you? So every year, every Christmas, every year, back to school year, we would ask the city, what can we do to help kids that are poor get back to school? So every year we do it still to this day. We have backpack drives with all kinds of great stuff for the kids that normally wouldn't even be able to get a backpack. All that stuff, Eric, over the years, frankly, bluntly putting it, caused them to feel indebted to us at the time of crisis. Are you with me?
I'm with you.
It was never done intentionally. It was done out of obedience to the word. So
you didn't do this stuff to bless people 20 years ago because 20 years in the future there would be a pandemic.
Yes, correct.
And you did the right thing.
Just did the right
thing. And when the time came, these people thought, huh,
Exactly.
This guy and his people have blessed us over and over and over again. That puts us in an awkward position. We can't be as monstrous, perhaps, as we would like to be.
Correct. So when we open up, the mayor's office, the city council, the county board of supervisors, they said, listen, if you announce this conversation, we will deny that we had it. But if you get flack from the governor's office, you send it straight to us. Send it straight to us. This is an important thing about politics being local. It just so happens then that the mayor starts attending our church, the chief of police, the chairman of the board of supervisors. You see what's going on?
I think I see what's going on.
So this starts happening, and then you saw, for example, the Tale of Two Churches. We have always reached out to the elected officials, and we've always taken voter registration. We've always encouraged people to vote, and we always gave out a voter's guide.
Yeah.
Unlike our good friend John MacArthur in L.A. County,
right.
He got the snot beat out of him. Why? Because they couldn't tell you who their city council members were. They didn't know. And they kept a view of
right.
two separate entities.
Oh, that's interesting. So for you, it's
secular.
A theological thing. It's not a coincidence.
For me, it's theological. For the world is secular, stay away from it.
Yeah.
We are Christians. We don't intermingle.
Right.
That's the dark world. This
right.
is the world of the light. I don't see it that way. How are you going to shine the light and be the salt unless something's dark and something's rotten? So for me, it's a theological thing. Now, God bless Pastor John and Grace Church. The point was this. One county tried to destroy him. One county, as you know, sued them. Thank God they, you know, this county lost. But our county defended us against the governor. Why? We had a relationship that not only led to our protection, but it led to members of our government getting saved during the COVID time.
That sounds like good news to me, Jack.
It's good news.
That's extraordinary. I had not heard that, and I just think that's wonderful. Now, we're going to go to a break. Real
yep.
quick, your church is in Chino Hills. I'm speaking there, what, next Wednesday?
Next Wednesday night for what is called a Happening Now, which is an online event. They're
that
amazing.
That was like Flip Wilson would talk about the church of what's happening now.
It's amazing time.
But so I'm speaking in Chino Hills at your church, Calvary Chapel, next Wednesday. The night before that, there's a pastor's conference. All right. Talking to Jack Hibbs. We'll be right back. I am talking, folks, to Jack Hibbs, is my guest today. We're at the NRB, so if the sound sounds funky, that's because it is funky. We're seated up here on a dais, some kind of a stage. There are people wandering to and fro, some of them nice people, some of them very wicked people. But I cannot point out which is which from here. But I just find it funny that we're doing this publicly. People are wandering by, some friends. Jack, what you were talking about, we never thought we would live through this
right.
stuff. And we're still living through it, let's be honest. We're living through madness in America.
Yeah, it's increasing, don't you think?
Well, I mean, I think it's God's plan for it to increase, to wake up those who
That's
are
right.
still able to wake up, to wake up, to arouse a holy remnant. And
Agreed.
You, you've been really kind to me in my book, Letter to the American Church, which kind of deals with a lot of this stuff. You have been pushing that from your platforms and stuff, and you set up a pastor's conference next week. So Tuesday of next week, what I can't remember what day of the week it is. It's Tuesday, but I don't remember what it's June 1st. I don't remember. It doesn't matter. The point is that next week on Wednesday, I'm speaking at the Wednesday night service, but Tuesday is a pastor's conference that you set up specifically as a response to my book, Letter to the American Church.
You are fully responsible for this conference.
I hope it goes well.
So here's, I read your book. I read your book three times. It so impacted me that I started telling people about it, and then we made it what is called the Book of the Month. Every month at church, I promote a book that has affected my life. And so a lot of them sold, and we're happy about that. But then it dawned on me, wait a minute, Eric, this needs to be delivered into the ears of pastors from Eric. So you are the one responsible for us. We wound up inviting pastors to paid, bring their wife, come to Huntington Beach, California, in the Hyatt Hotel Resort, all expenses covered, just to be instructed and schooled and inspired by various people like Kelly Shackelford for one and others, but the keynote speaker is Eric Metaxas. The whole conference that day, it's a one-day get-together, it's all based on your book, and it was motivated by your book because your book so inspired me that that's my response to your book. Every pastor must do what's in this book.
I am a little humbled to hear that, but thrilled because, you know, I didn't write the book as a career move. I wrote the book because I felt God called me to write it because our nation is at stake.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when I say a nation is at stake, the idea is that Bonhoeffer, and of course this is all in the book, titled Letter to the American Church, but in Letter to the American Church, I talk about how Bonhoeffer saw what very few pastors saw in Germany. He said the church is the conscience of the state. It is the role, the job, the duty of the church to speak out against evil, and silence in the face of evil will be laid at the foot of the church. If the church is silent,
absolutely,
God will hold the church accountable, because the church, those are the ones who claim to believe Jesus defeated death on the cross, and we're supposed to be free to speak the truth and to worry about what. So it's an amazing thing to me that, you know, I never had planned to write the book, but sometimes you just have to be honest and say, this is God. I don't know how else to explain it, but the idea that it would inspire you, a very prominent pastor whom I admire, to have a conference around this and to invite all these other pastors. I say this, Jack, because we need to know there is hope. There are a lot of people out there kind of sucking their thumbs and saying, well, it's all over. You know, God's judgment is falling and it's over. And I think, wait a second. We are not to cease fighting.
That's right.
And praying and preaching.
Okay. God,
when God says it's over, it's over. But we're not supposed to lie down. We're supposed to fight, and we're supposed to do the right thing. And so I do believe we are under judgment. There's no question.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's obvious.
But to some extent, I believe that God in his mercy is using that judgment to rouse the sleeping giant, to rouse a remnant of people who, you know, if they had been roused in Bonhoeffer's day, the Nazis never would have been able to do what they did. That's a simple fact.
Okay, so to back up what you just said, check this out. Yes to what you just said, to the point where, notice this now. Think of the news cycles, Eric. Think about the news cycles during an election season, say 2016, 2018, 2020.
Yeah.
You never heard a peep out of California.
No.
Think of it. No news from California,
right,
regarding the elections. That was planned, and I'm going to prove it to you. During those election cycles, our church is doing voter registration, and I'm speaking about the biblical issues that are on the ballot, and I'm speaking about the biblical issue worldview regarding the candidates.
Right.
I put them up on the screens.
Right.
Okay? All of that. Why? Because the people were given a biblical worldview on how to vote. Watch what happened. They went out and voted. And California passed a really stupid law called ballot harvesting.
Yes.
Okay?
In the Aramaic, it's cheating. But go ahead.
Yes. So it's a bad law. And we have our people up in Sacramento in office that are believers. And they said, hey, this just passed. So we got the phone call within the hour, and we immediately started talking about it. And seriously, within a few hours, we had a response. If it's legal, then we are going to lead the way on this. If ballot harvesting is legal, we're going to call it ballot collection.
I thought I couldn't love you more.
No, wait.
But the fact that you understood this.
Just wait. Yeah. It gets more fun.
Yeah.
So there's an election in the 25th district in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And a guy by the name of Garcia, Mike Garcia, 25th district veteran, fighter pilot, a conservative pro-lifer, runs for office, and we implemented the Democrat rules of ballot collection. We call it ballot collection,
right.
Ballot harvesting. The difference is we wound up buying our legal state authorized right. Amazon voting boxes. They got locks on them. They're made out of steel. We use those, and Mike won. It was a first victory.
Okay. Now wait, I'm going to hold on. This is okay. This is called a cliffhanger in show business. By the way, did you know that this is show business? This is a cliffhanger. When we come back, we're going to hear the rest of the story. This is fantastic stuff. We'll be right back talking to Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm back talking to Jack Hibbs. So, Jack, you're just sharing something amazing. So keep going the story, because this is so fascinating that you're this involved, that you're thinking about this stuff. I love it.
Well, we see the crazies in Sacramento pass a very terrible law. We reviewed the law. We had a few attorneys look at it, and we actually implemented, how can we do this for the kingdom of God? If that's the rules, let's do it. And so we wound up making it so secure, so obvious. We had voting collection boxes. We had video cameras. We had it so ironed out so well that he won overwhelmingly, and it shocked the Democrat Party. Okay, then comes along the congressional race with Daryl Issa in San Diego and with Young Kim in the Yorba Linda, Chino Hills area, and Michelle Steele in the Huntington Beach, Orange County area. And we did the same thing. We contacted churches in the area and said, this is where you go. You rent the boxes from Amazon. We're going to host a one-day seminar at our church on how to manage and how to secure the vote. Watch this. It gets better. At the end of each Sunday evening on Monday morning, because you only got 72 hours to turn the ballots in, under video with volunteer armed guards, police donated their times.
Right.
Ballots went to the county registrar's office and were video delivered into the hands of the officials. It was the most secure vote. Watch what happened. All four of those congressmen won. We started do it again in 22. Who is in charge right now of the House in Sacramento? A guy by the name of Kevin McCarthy. Go back and look at 22 data. Systematically from 2016, California's been winning congressional victories to the point where in 2020, the Californians elected more to the office in Congress than any other state. It's happening, Eric, if people get their voice back.
You are telling me you actually got involved in the political process. A pastor.
A pastor should lead the way.
Obviously.
It's our nation's
obviously,
history.
Obviously, and that's what I talk about wherever I go and what I wrote about in my book, Letter to the American Church. The idea that we're not supposed to be involved politically or not supposed to talk politically is not just nonsense. It's the devil's theology.
Satan's playbook,
it's
isn't
absolute
it?
Garbage. But how many pastors have bought the lie?
Well,
and that's what we have to,
that's
you know,
why you and I are getting together next week.
Next week.
That's why we're paying their way to, they come free, wife and all. And they're going to have it all for free.
Just one wife per pastor, though. You're kind of a legalist. You know what I mean?
Sorry.
I mean, come on. In the Old Testament, they had hundreds, some of them. I mean, you don't need to be like that. All right. Honestly, the fact that you're doing this is so beautiful. But I just, what you just said about how you oversaw this effort and how it worked. You were able genuinely to get people elected who have biblical values and so on and so forth. So it can be done if only people would get involved in this process.
Yep, people can get involved by going to realimpact.us, realimpact.us. If they want to learn how to do ballot collection, I hate ballot harvesting because it sounds like they're taking a liver.
Sounds like cheating.
or lung.
Realimpact.us. So if you're going to a church that's not interested in this,
they can,
you need to go to another church.
Yeah, amen.
Can I just say that? If realimpact.us, you just heard Jack talk about how he did it. This is obviously legal. This is obviously above board. We're going to have a few minutes with you on the other side of the break,
okay.
Jack. Don't leave. Don't go. If you have to go, tough, because we're stuck. We'll be right back. More with Jack Hibbs. Just a tremendous conversation.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.